time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. This morning, it's our legislative update with Representative Christine Watkins. We've got a couple of bills we're going to talk about: House Bill 280, water-related changes, and House Bill 285, labor union amendments that she's kind of circled, and we're going to talk about those. But the first thing we're going to open up with is, you know, when she goes up there, does she come home? Does she have an apartment? What does she do? What all does it entail, really, to be a representative for our area? So we're going to talk with her about that and get a little background information on that because, yeah, it's interesting information, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that wonder that. So, Representative Watkins, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, as I said, let's start off with that stuff because, you know, there are people that probably wonder, hey, you know what? What does she do? Does she live up there? Does she commute? What does she do? And what really does it take to be a representative for the state of Utah? And I would assume that being from a rural area, it's a lot tougher than if you're from the Wasatch Front.
Oh, it absolutely is, because if you're up here close to the Wasatch Front, you go home every night.
Right.
And it's so easy to get dressed, do everything, because you're home. For those of us that travel, we all get either a hotel room or an apartment. A lot of representatives stay at the Little America. I stay at an apartment place just a block and a half south of the Capitol called the Kimball. And there's probably five or six of us that stay there, and it's more of an apartment. They rent out, they have timeshares. You know, everybody knows what timeshares are, but this is, they allow us as representatives or senators to rent a room. I have a double room because for the last 7 years, I've had Representative Marcia Judkins staying with me. So we have two bedrooms, two bathrooms, two closets, on either end, and in the middle we have a living room kitchen. And my allotment that I can have pays for both of us. So we're saving the state money. We're saving her a lot of headache driving back and forth from Provo. And so I pay for it, and then I turn it in, and I get reimbursed. It's a little different. It's changed over the years, but this is what we've been doing for quite a while now. So it's in the I don't even know that I would commute if it were summertime, but because we start very often at 7 a.m. in the morning, and so to stay up here it's hard. It usually takes me two carload fulls to get all my clothes and everything that I need up here, and then the last 2 weeks I load it up and take it back home.
So it's almost like you're in college in a dormitory.
It is.
But it's probably nice to have somebody to be there, and you guys can kind of talk about things and bounce things off of each other. So it's probably pretty nice.
Yeah, we do that. It's interesting. Sometimes we're totally supporting the same thing, and sometimes we're not. But it's nice to have someone to talk to and to bounce things off. We do like that.
All right. So hopefully that kind of answers some questions, gives a little bit of an insight into what it really entails and what you have to go through being a representative from a rural area in the state of Utah. Yeah, it's easy for someone that lives on the Wasatch Front to just go home every night.
Oh, I envy them. It would be nice to be in my own bed. I do. That's one thing you miss. You always miss your own bed. So,
all right. Well, then let's jump into here and things that you're doing up there on the Hill. First up is House Bill 280, and you said you heard this last night in committee, and it kind of didn't sit well with you.
Right. This is by Representative Casey Snyder, and he lives up in Paradise in Cache County, and he's put together this bill they want to create a water infrastructure restricted account, which means it can be only used for certain things, and they want to make a committee that can have rulemaking authority. But the thing that's concerning is their big goal is they say that we need $38 to $40 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars, for all of the water infrastructure projects in the state of Utah, whether it's to redo something or do something new, and they've just we try and we can't get ahead to do all of these projects, and so they want to have this Board of Water Resources impose. Now, that's a big word there, impose a water use fee and to study the fee and consolidation of funds and accounts, and it names all these different things. So they want to have another fee on water users, and that comes from the state. Now, the interesting part is they say, well, we don't know how much it'll be. We don't even know quite sure when we would start it. We still have things that we've got to do, but we want this bill to create this law in effect. And so I asked them, I said, you know, my cities are kind of at a breaking point. As a state, we keep imposing this fee, and we want to take this money from them, and they have to pay money over here. And I said, I just don't know that we can do any more, especially when you're not even telling us how much it will be. And so there was a lot of pushback by other representatives. So we've held the bill. There were people there that are still real supportive of it. I'm not. I'll have to come home this next weekend and talk to some of the water people in Emory and Carbon County and Duchesne and see how they feel about it. But as of right now, I struggle supporting something that they can't even really tell me the specifics and where they're going to get this fee from. Is it going to be from individual people and families? Is it going to come from canal companies or special water districts? They couldn't answer any of that. So I'm hoping some of my water people are listening and they'll be anticipating my call to them to see what they say.
So I guess my main the main thing I'm taking away from it is that the thing that you're uncomfortable with, and it sounds like you're not alone, is the fact that they're basically asking for a blank check. Is that what I'm taking from that?
Yes, that's a great way of putting it.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye out for that one. Once again, that's House Bill 280. The other one, House Bill 285, Labor Union Amendments. Let's talk about this one.
Well, you always want to have a little controversy, start messing with the unions. And we have a lot. We have our teachers, we have our public employees, we have our police, we have our firefighters, all of our like AFL-CIO people, our United Mine Workers, all of these, and I'm sure I haven't even named them all, are a part of this. And this representative, Representative Tusher, I kind of call him a young whippersnapper. He wants to come in and he wanted to stop the unions slash associations from being able to have payroll deduction for their dues to belong to their union or association. And they want every association or union to recertify every 5 years. And so this is quite a lengthy process. It's expensive and takes away from, obviously, the daily work that they're doing for their members. And it was interesting because in committee, they decided to carve out, in other words, take out the firefighters and the police and say, okay, we'll exempt you, but we're going to go after everybody else to do this. And kudos to the fire departments and members and police members. And they said, no, we're not standing behind our fellow brothers and sisters. We're standing to the side of them. So they were put back in with this bill. And, I've heard people say, oh, they've been trying to do this for a decade. No, they've been trying to do this for decades. They were trying to take away payroll deduction. When I was a teacher, and I left teaching in 1997, And so they've been trying to do this for a long time. We've got other states who have been trying to do it. Some have been successful, some not. And it'll be interesting to see when they bring this to the floor. There's a different sentiment towards associations and unions on the floor than what there has been in the past. So I'm hoping that we can just stop it. It's really funny because when we pay people from state funds, some people seem to think that we can control that money once someone has earned it, and that really shouldn't be the case. Once they've earned that money, it's theirs. They can do what they want with it. And if they want to join a local union or association, that's their right. So I'm going to expect a lot of comments and debate when it gets to the House floor.
All right, so we'll keep an eye out on that one as well. So once again, House Bill 280, water-related changes, and House Bill 285, labor union amendments, two that are coming up that we need to keep an eye on and see, you know, which way they go with them and what happens with those. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us this morning. We really do appreciate it. And I'm going to let you go and get back to work, okay?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.